Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ghosts. You either fall into one of two categories. You believe in ghosts, in the spirits of the deceased who, for whatever reason, cannot pass over onto what lies next for them. Or you don't believe in ghosts, that ghosts are just something people with too much of an active imagination make up to explain things like those keys that keep going missing and the sound that goes bump in the night. All of those things that lie beyond our nightmares. I was just a kid. I didn't know any better. Even if I could go back, what could I have done differently? Could I have changed what happened? Could I have done anything at all? Probably not. Even so, I can't help but dwell on the details. Some nights it keeps me from sleeping. I can only hope that sharing my tale will help ease the burden. I don't remember much of my childhood before my mother passed away. I was told she was struck by a car on her way to work when I was only 4 years old. Still, I know I loved her. Part of me still does. It's that strange, lingering feeling that doesn't go away. As much as I loved her, I feel my father loved her even more. I say this because my mother's death took an immense toll on him. Up until I was 10 years old, he would have a nervous breakdown, tears and everything, at least once a month. He never told me why, but I know it was because of her. Things changed a bit. My 15th year, we moved out of the house, the one that reminded us of her. My dad pulled me out of the school system and we moved into a cabin out in the middle of nowhere. It may seem a bit drastic, but it was clear that my father needed the change. He wasn't doing so well. Because of this, I don't question his actions. From that point on, we lived a simple life. My dad took odd jobs here and there, and seeing as we lived up north, selling firewood was sufficient enough to supplement the rest of our income. That was my job. I would go out each morning with my dad's old axe and chop up some logs for our eager customers. It wasn't much of a life, but it was good enough. Comfortable with our new living situation, I was taken completely off guard one night when I heard the sound of crying coming from my father's room. We'd been doing so well, so why was he still in such dire straits? Before I could analyse the situation any further, I heard my dad get up and slam the front door shut on the way out to the cabin. I felt compelled to follow him. Peeking out of the cabin's entrance, I saw my dad storm off into the woods, bringing with him an acoustic guitar. And I knew my dad used to play, but I'd never seen him handle the thing. I figured that those years were behind him. But curious as to what he was up to, I followed him into the forest. I tiptoed, making sure to hide behind trees and avoid stepping on leaves as I went. Eventually, we came to a small clearing where I noticed a creek. Near the creek was a stump where my dad sat down, adjusted himself until he was comfortable. He looked down at his guitar, closed his eyes, and began playing. I stood in awe of what I was hearing. A hauntingly beautiful mixture of my dad's voice and the rustling trees and the wind filled the forest. I knew he played, but I never knew he could sing. It was amazing, for lack of a better word. This went on as often as my dad had breakdowns in our previous house. Each night it would happen. I would follow my dad out into the woods and listen to the beautiful song he seemingly written himself. I really didn't know what it all meant, but I could tell that it stemmed from a place of great pain. I could tell that the somber, heartfelt tune was about losing a loved one. Whenever I tried to picture my mother, the image was always blurry and out of focus, almost as if what little memory I had of her was slipping away. Whenever my dad played his song, I could picture her as clear as day. It was the oddest thing. This brought me comfort and ultimately helped me to come to terms with her death. I had hoped at the time that it was doing the same for him, though it was hard to tell what was going through his mind. Many months passed. The routine was nice for a while, but one night, everything changed. I heard the usual swing of the cabin door, followed by a swift crack against the door frame. It was louder than normal, signalling to me that my father was more distressed than usual. I quickly made my way to the door in an effort to follow him, but I stopped for a moment when passing his bedroom. The door was open just enough for me to see the guitar leaning up against his bed. How strange. I wonder why he left it behind. Though the truth is, there's only one way to find out. My dad was already at the creek when I arrived. He sat at the stump, motionless and quiet. He was in a sulking position and his eyes were closed. Without his guitar or voice, the forest around him was void of sound. The only thing I could hear was the water in the creek as it trickled past us. Soon enough, my father began to sing. I could tell it was the same song he'd always sing, but it sounded off. Without his guitar, his voice was muddy and out of tune. There were some awkward highs and lows that actually made my stomach turn. Though his eyes were still shut, I saw tears force their way out and watched as they swam down his cheeks. Eventually, he stopped singing and broke down crying. What happened in the few moments after will stay with me forever. As my father wept, something strange happened. A milky white fog danced across the water. At first I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, but eventually the white smoke gathered above the creek and took shape before my very eyes. It was a spirit, but no ordinary spirit, mind you. It was my mother. My father stopped crying and instead began shivering. He opened his eyes and looked to see the spectre. He almost fell backwards in fear. The ghost of my mother reached out and began choking my father. His face went from red to blue before my mum stopped. He fell to the ground and was gasping for air desperately. I couldn't bring myself to help him. I was stuck in this petrified state. My father tried to crawl away, but it was no use. My mother, she began clawing away at him. She tore through his clothes and eventually his skin. I watched in horror as she reached into his body and ripped out his organs, his bones snapping like branches. His blood tainted the water. His voice once again filled the forest, but now it was screams of agony. I couldn't bear to watch any longer, so I shut my eyes. With my eyes closed, I remember the song my dad sang. I started humming it to myself, and just like that, I calmed down. The world around me became quiet. All I could think about was that song. Memories of my parents came through the floodgates as I hummed. Tears rolled down my cheeks. I couldn't help but fall apart. What had my childhood become? Where was I to go from here? Eventually, I stopped humming and opened my eyes. The apparition of my mother was gone. My dad's open corpse lay on the stump where he used to sing. As the scene before me sunk in, so did my heart. It crawled into the pit of my stomach and made a nest. It would stay there for many, many years to come. I really don't remember running back to the cabin, nor do I remember calling the police. What I do remember is the look on their faces when they took me back out there and saw what I had seen. The sight of my father's body was a grisly one, that's for sure. It was unlike anyone in the town had ever seen. In the coming months, the investigation came to an end. Cause of death was never determined, but that doesn't mean there are still no answers found. My mother's body was discovered buried beneath the creek. My father's axe was determined to be the murder weapon. One of the theories floated around town that it was my father and he was a jealous type. They think he convinced himself my mother was having an affair and then lost his marbles. Feeling guilty, he moved us out near the dump site so we could be closer to her. I guess we'll never know the full story, but one thing's for certain. My mum, she had her revenge.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the more rural part of San Diego County, there's a place known as Proctor Valley. Now, Proctor Valley is a large and mostly deserted area with only one road. Stories and reports of unusual sightings in the area date back almost 100 years. Strange reports began when cattle belonging to local ranchers were often found dead and mutilated. Other perfectly healthy livestock also died frequently with no apparent cause of death. Some animals, including family pets, were found butchered in the aftermath of what appeared to be a bizarre ritual conducted in the area. It's never been discovered who or what was responsible for these disturbing acts. The locals in the area became truly concerned when two children disappeared from a local rancher's home. The parents awoke to find their children missing from their rooms, and the rancher later found their tracks leading away from the home. These tracks led into the surrounding wilderness and seemingly disappeared without a trace. Search parties were organised, but the children were never found. Another strange case involved the Proctor Valley Bakery. Now, the Proctor Valley Bakery was one of the first businesses founded in the area. The owner of the bakery moved to Proctor Valley with his wife and two children, and he opened the bakery soon after. He was successful, kind, and a respected member of the community. Until one day, after having murdered his wife and children. The man was found on his knees crying over their bodies. He was still dressed in his kitchen whites, which were covered in blood. He told investigators he had no memory of what had happened, that he simply woke up to find himself hovering over the bodies of his family. There are so many unverified stories of rapes and murders in the area as well. There are many who think the area is haunted by restless ghosts and demons. The truth is, there are some places in this world that are ancient and inherently evil. And Proctor Valley, it's one of those places. Today, Proctor Valley is home to a small community and has one road running through it known as Proctor Valley Road. Now, Proctor Valley Road is an old road that can take you between the cities of Chula Vista and Jamul near San Diego, California. Over the years, many people have reported strange occurrences after driving on the road. There isn't much to see if you do decide to drive there during the daytime. You might notice a few ranch houses and abandoned buildings scattered alongside the road, but not much else. But if you are feeling brave, you can take a drive along Proctor Valley Road after dark. It doesn't matter if you start on the road heading east or west. The important thing to remember is, under no circumstances are you to stop along the road. In fact, before heading out, make sure your car has no mechanical issues and a full tank of gas. Now beware, because there have been reports of perfectly operational cars breaking down, though that is rare. You'll most likely encounter things that will make you hesitant to continue driving, but once you decide to drive that road after dark, there's no changing your mind. Now, yes, it's entirely possible you won't see anything unusual on your drive. Many people have driven the road and reported nothing beyond a strange and uneasy feeling throughout the trip. However, if you do see anything unusual, don't stop your car. You may see things that cause you to feel concerned or confused, or even something that will terrify you. Just remember to stay in your vehicle and continue your path straight ahead. The road begins as a typical paved street. Before long, you'll come across a sign indicating the end of the pavement, and the rest of your trip will be along a dirt road. Once you're gone that far, keep your eyes open and don't let anything distract you. Your phone will most likely lose signal once you reach this point. If you do have signal, you'll notice the battery life on your phone will decline rapidly. The first strange thing that you might see is a lady in a blue dress. Sightings of the lady in the blue dress is the most commonly reported paranormal activity on Proctor Valley Road. You might see her standing alongside of the road, attempting to flag you down. You might see her curled in a fetal position alongside the road. Whatever the case, ignore her and keep driving. The history behind the lady in the blue dress is unknown, but everyone who has encountered her has described a horrible feeling of dread. Many say she's no lady at all, but some kind of demon trying to convince you to stop. No one knows for sure, but under no circumstances are you to stop for her. If you decide to drive with your windows down, which I don't recommend, it's possible you will hear a piercing scream echo through the hills. Some individuals have reported their vehicle completely broken down upon hearing the scream, and they were not able to start the car again until the scream stopped, which can often take several minutes. If this happens, keep calm until you can start your car. Then exit the area as quickly as possible. And again, do not get out of your car. If you drive along Proctor Valley Road during a full moon, you might see strange creatures in the countryside. Some have reported sightings of a large beast they describe as similar in appearance to an ape. Others have seen large coyotes walking upright on their hind legs. Further reports indicate sightings of a large, furry, bovine creature with bells attached to it wandering the road. The Bonita Museum near Proctor Valley claims to have a cast footprint of this creature. You may also discover small handprints appearing alongside your window. Ignore this and continue to drive. I recommend you don't go alone if you do decide to drive the road at night. There truly is safety in numbers. However, sometimes passengers will report strange occurrences happening with one another. One woman accompanied her sister and her sister's boyfriend during the drive. The woman started to fall asleep in the back seat, and when her sister looked back to check on her, she was horrified to see a horned, shadowy figure with red eyes hovering over her. She stated she knew without a doubt it was the devil. Others have reported strange behaviour displayed by their passengers. Even the calmest, most passive individuals have been known to act paranoid, aggressive, violent, or hysterical. Whatever the case, do not allow your passengers to distract you until you reach the other side of the road. The rarest and most terrifying thing you might encounter is what is known as the demon car of Proctor Valley Road. No one knows where it came from or why it inhabits the area. You might see headlights appear behind you, possibly as far as 1 mile away. Before long, you'll find the headlights are right behind your car, regardless of how fast you are driving. If you drive off the road, they will follow. You will have a very hard time outrunning it. The headlights will back off every so often before suddenly moving forward again within an inch of your rear bumper. The headlights will move violently back and forth, and you'll hear a horn honking at you repeatedly. Do not stop your car. Do not attempt to turn around. Keep driving until you reach the pavement. Once you do, you'll see the headlights stop and turn around to drive back in the other direction. It will disappear into the night faster than you thought possible, and the headlights will no longer be visible. It's possible you'll encounter other strange things along the road that I haven't mentioned. Whatever the case, continue driving until you're on the other side of the road. Once you've reached the pavement again, things should go back to normal. Throughout the years, there have been many stories of tragedy and terror stemming from Proctor Valley. Perhaps all the stories are just old legends, started by ranchers to keep people out of the area. maybe none of the stories are true. Still, there's something inherently terrifying about Proctor Valley Road, something that awakes an instinctual, prehistoric terror that's buried inside all of us. Maybe it's best to be cautious while driving there at night, at least until you've reached the end of the road. If you wish to submit an original creepy story for consideration for the podcast, please email beyondyournightmares@gmail.com. You can reach us on Facebook and Instagram, Beyond Your Nightmares, and Twitter, @BeyondYourNight. If you like what you've heard today, we would love your support by sharing this episode and this podcast on your social media of choice. You can also help the show if you rate, review, or subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast app. Music and effects production is done by Charlie. Additional writing and audio production by Ali, and hosted by me, Ali. Until next time, maybe it's best not to ignore that sound you easily shrug off as nothing. You never know who or what it may actually be. Sweet dreams.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.